Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:06 on August 11th, and it looks like it's going to be a great day. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You got any messages or emails, you can send them to Linda at KCNR1460.com, or you can just hop on to our chat room that's running on KCNR1460. And joined today, as usual, by Bad Bob.
And good morning, and welcome back, Linda.
Well, thank you very much. You know, in the news this morning, we just heard from Fox News about Stephen Slater. He's that flight attendant on JetBlue that just, you know, take this job and shove it. I'm not taking it anymore. Well, I'll tell you what. I read an article. I just got to share it with you because there's a guy who was William Cimillo. He was a Bronx bus driver fed up with the daily annoyances and nonsense of it all. Seems that Mr. Camilo, who was 38 at the time, climbed behind the wheel of his bus one morning in 1947 and took a 1,300-mile detour. He disappeared for 2 weeks, said his son Richard Camilo. Camilo, who was a retired firefighter, who's now 75. They picked him up in Hollywood, Florida. The guy was married and had three sons. He'd been working for 16 years at the Service Transportation Corporation. And he was tired of driving the bus and throwing the change and the changer and the monotony of it every single day, and he just had it. So I think probably, I'm just assuming in those days, in 1947, our country was much more civil and kind to each other. And I dread the flight that we are going to be taking a flight here on the East Coast here at the end of this month. And I can tell you, when people are kicking the back of my chair and people do not watch their children and you're sitting next to the person that should be sitting in two chairs and it's tight, we have to go almost like, let me put on my headphones, give me a few Valiums, and let me go off into La La Land because it's very hard to deal with rude people. And this guy just had it.
I think they both did. And the one from JetBlue, he'd asked somebody to please sit down. She gave him a ration there, and he just says, that's it. And he got on the loudspeaker there or the intercom and just said goodbye. And he just used a bunch of choice words when he did it. Pops open the door, the slide deploys, and he leaves. And he leaves with a certain amount of panache.
And he has a vast array of fans across the globe for somebody who said, I've had enough. I mean, wake up, America. He also said on the loudspeaker, for those of you who have had integrity and kindness for the last 20 years in flying, thank you.
Yeah, and his wife, or his former wife, says, you know, he just really loves to fly. He's been doing this for 30 years. So just remember that the next time you get on the flight. Then you start giving the flight attendant a bad time. They can do things. They can have you removed, which, you know, I've seen that they should have had that happen a couple of times. Or two, they can, if they bring you a drink, they can do things to it. So.
Well, how do you feel about, I'd like to take a poll here. How do you feel about when you are traveling on a plane and the person in front of you has their seat back, which is their right, and you want to put the tray down to eat? Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I'm accommodating in the sense that, you know what, that's your seat. If you need to sleep, you keep your seat down. I can recall a flight where I was, you know, I don't know, who knows what time it was. It was late, and mealtime came around. I was sleeping, and the person behind me tapped my seat and said, could you please move your seat up? I'm going to eat.
And I'm sure that you said, oh, sure, I'll do that.
I did, but I was ticked off the whole flight.
And
I was so mad the whole flight. I
and
thought
10 years later, you're still
upset. I'm still mad about it.
We got to take a quick break here.
We have tickets to give away.
We have tickets to give away.
Tell me what you think. Give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room. We'd love to hear from you. Got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today, 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the best looking of them all?
It ain't you, honey.
What? Why?
Have you seen your teeth lately? They're chipped and crooked, and maybe you should just think about laying off the coffee, unless brown teeth are in these days.
You're right. Can't you do something?
I'm just a mirror, honey. You need a dentist.
Dr. William Farrell offers friendly, comfortable dentistry. For the smile of your dreams, call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 today. For your convenience, Saturday and evening appointments are available on the web at PalisadroDentistry.com. That website is PalisadroDentistry.com.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Now who's the best-looking guy of them all?
Wow, honey. You must have called Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757.
That's Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757. 547-5757. On the web at PalisadroDentistry.com.
We mean business when it comes to helping you succeed in your business. Listen to Curtis and Jackie and Marketing Your Local Business on Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Times are tough, so let's get tougher. In-studio guests are going to include local business owners and marketing professionals to talk about what works and what doesn't.
Brought to you by the Gold Exchange, River City Java, and Simpson University. Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning. I think it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be beautiful today. It's going to be high of 90, but it's currently 64 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I'm sorry if I just happen to be on a rant this morning. It's my turn.
Please get rid of this all
could
right
you
now.
Could you please just let me get this off my chest? I am so upset. Yesterday, for two or three weeks, we've been on the fence, but we know that we are going to Arlington the end of this month to bury Carl's cousin. So I've been on Priceline. I've been, figuring out what's going to work, how we're going to do this. You know, we are very committed to the station, but know that this is a duty. He's a double two-star silver star recipient. And when I heard that he put one of his silver stars in Carl's father's
crypt,
it was like, there is whatever we have to do, we're going. So yesterday, I'm in Priceline, so yesterday I decided rather than try to do the bundle package, let me call United Airlines. So I called United Airlines a day before yesterday and said, do you have bereavement and what can we do to make this happen? And forget about flying out of Redding because Redding costs $300 more per person. So Sacramento's okay. It's a 2.5-hour drive. We can do it. We've done it a gazillion times. You just park your car and go. You know what I mean? You've all been there. So I made a reservation, and the flight seemed to be, you know, reasonable as far as times, and talked with the guy and got the, you know, reservation number. And I told them to hold it, you know, they would hold it for 24 hours because I had to clear it with Carl and make sure that, you know, everything was working. And so we decided, yes, this works. So I called yesterday, and let me go back. When I was talking to the guy and said, we're going to Arlington, he did not know where Arlington was.
Well, he wasn't from this country.
But he didn't have an accent, so I wasn't quite sure. Maybe he was really good and had an accent, but you could hardly tell. So yesterday when I called the 800 number with my reservation number, I'm talking to a guy who's clearly from India. And bereavement. I'm sorry, we can't do bereavement because it's not 6 days before. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just my state of mind right now, ladies and gentlemen, because I have to tell you that I said, excuse me, this is Arlington National Cemetery. We don't get a choice of when they're buried. He's already been, you know, cremated. We're flying the ashes back to Arlington. And this is the date and the time that they've given us. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I have one hand. I can't do anything about it, but let me ask my supervisor. So he gets back on the phone and says, my supervisor says, no, we can't do anything about it. It's just the rule. So I'm progressively getting madder and madder about, this is the United States of America. Do you understand what this is? Arlington National Cemetery. Are you aware of what this is? And I went on again, ranting more, and he says, let me ask my supervisor one more time. I understand this is not, I said, look, I don't even know you. I don't even want to be mad at you. So he gets on the phone, asks his supervisor, and comes back and he says, we can't do anything. In other words, we didn't get the bereavement price, we had to pay more, but they were going to give us a $150 voucher, travel voucher for the next flight. So at this point, I walk in the back room, Carl is home, and I've got the phone behind my back, and I'm raising my voice about, what are we going to do about it? So I hang up the phone. We call back. This time Carl calls back. I don't know why this always happens. He calls back, and the next person still didn't know what Arlington was, but they gave him the bereavement price. It was like $150. It's not that big of a deal. It's just irritates the heck out of me that we're calling United Airlines and their people who are doing reservations do not know what Arlington National Cemetery is. Not one of them. Four we're talking about now. So I just have to get that off my chest. It ticked me off. We still got a good bargain, but United Airlines and what's happening with the world is flat. Well, if the world is flat, at least know your monuments.
Okay. Wow. You feel better? No. Okay. What's happened is, and this is just a small part, and what Linda has run into has been outsourcing of jobs. I mean, it starts at the Record Searchlight where they have some, part of their jobs are over in Indonesia, some are in Texas. But when you have to talk to somebody that doesn't understand, you can't understand, and then you have to ask for their supervisor. And eventually they will send you to someplace, maybe back in the United States, unless it's a business call, and then they put Americans on usually right away. And this is a problem. The thing is, though, is that how they will give you one price, and so you put it down, and you go through the whole mechanics of going through the computer and marking all everything down, and it takes you 10 minutes, and you get to the end. They say, oh, I'm sorry, this price is no longer available. It was available 10 minutes ago, but it's not available now. It's things like that that get to be a little bit worrisome, where you just feel like you don't have control. And it used to be you could just call up and make a reservation. And now when you make reservations, it's you've got to give yourself an extra hour to get through security. You're going to be paying an extra $25 minimum to put a bag on the plane that you carried. If you want a meal, they say, oh, you can buy a meal on the planes. They don't provide meals. You buy meals. So it's just, you know, it's a number of things that in the airline industry, they've kept prices down at times. And the reason, how can they do it? They charge you more going in, coming out, and they make life just a little bit harder on you every time. And we just keep accepting it because really we have no choice.
And that coincides with the guy on JetBlue who just took a beer and slid off the plane and said, Yahoo, up yours.
We're going to take a quick break here. Carl in the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great. We'll even help you decorate.
Kubler's Furniture is sounding the alarm for sizzling hot savings. Check out the sizzling hot summer sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture. The bargains are blazing on beautiful things for your home from name brands like Broyhill. There are hot deals on cool recliners as low as $289. Prices are melted away on dining sets and bedroom sets. Answer the alarm now and check out Kubler's sizzling hot summer sale for blazing bargains. Spend $13.99 or more and get a free three-piece luggage set or designer area rug.
Kubler's Furniture.
Don't miss the sizzling hot summer sale going on now until the end of August at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery on Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
Hello, this is Chef Cal, and I'd like to personally invite you to experience Rivers Restaurant, offering fresh and delicious food at affordable prices in a relaxing atmosphere. We are located in the former Hatch Cover location with a fantastic view of the Sacramento River and surrounding mountains. In our continuing efforts to provide exciting and unique opportunities to our guests, we plan the perfect event just for you this weekend with blues, brews, and barbecues. We put together an exciting Southern barbecue-style menu, beginning with a barbecue shrimp and smoked Gouda quesadilla with lime cilantro guacamole. And for your entree, relish in a trio of barbecued favorites, including anchovy rub brisket, raspberry chipotle pork ribs, and moist tequila chicken with a delicate orange barbecue sauce. And then for dessert, a barbecued fruit cobbler. So come listen to live blues and be reminded of the beautiful area that we live in from high atop the bluffs overlooking the Sacramento River from our shaded and mist-cooled patio. Rivers Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday with happy hour beginning at 4 and dinner service beginning at 5. We're also serving from our regular dinner menu, and for your convenience, reservations can now be made online at riversrestaurant.net or by calling 223-5606.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:23 in the morning. It is 64 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellites, right off Airport Road, down from Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley, the owner and the veteran of the 82nd Airborne, has been serving customers since 1985, local customers. Let's say that again, local. He has had... he has a reputation of doing really good work. He gets a lot of referrals from people, and the referrals that come in sign up. Doug is offering, HDTV. He's does surround sound. He does home theater. He's the kind of guy you want to go and see. If nothing else, give him a call and ask him for what kind of work he does and the kind of guarantees he has, and let him and give him a chance. A local man doing work for local people. That's B&T Satellite on Airport Road. Phone number is 244-1988. And you know what? That airline story has started it up. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Bob, good morning.
Yeah, I think that Arlington's trip would make a good motorcycle run.
doesn't that sound great? Oh, yes. It certainly would. I wish we had the time to journey. I think it was this time last year, actually. It was actually May last year that the MIAP took the long Arlington trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been across the country two or three times on the motorcycle.
Oh, man. How beautiful. And how peaceful, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to deal with people in the front seat or behind you and stuff.
You can call your own shots. Hey, while you're on the phone, you've always been such a loyal listener. Friday, I've got a handful of tickets here. I'm inviting people to join us Friday night with KCNR for the Club Dead, the Last Resort, tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh, that sounds good.
Friday night. Do you care to join us? I'll give you two tickets.
Yeah, I'll ask my wife. Yeah, that sounds like fun, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll put them aside for you. You let me know.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Have a good trip.
It'll be the end of this month. We're going to be probably we'll be gone the 28th through the 31st. So,
yeah.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, and by the way, we're taking your call, 605-4567. We've got these tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse to join us this Friday. Love to have you join us. Give us a call. We've got tickets, whether it's one or two. It's the KCNR night that we get to bring our favorite people. So you, our listeners, we love to have you join us. So give us a call, 605-4567. They're free. We just want you to come and join us and support Riverfront Playhouse. Club Dead. Must be hilarious.
I think it is. It's locally locally written, locally produced, locally and local talent. And so we're kind of into that local stuff.
Yeah, Bill and Lisa Collins produced and directed and wrote the music. Bob, you've seen it. You said everybody that has seen it.
It was laugh out loud funny.
Yeah, we love that. We need that. Hello.
Hey, have you ever been on a vacation? Have you ever wanted to go on a European vacation, a very first class European vacation? See beautiful sights, I mean, places you've never been before, with your friends, and yet it just hasn't quite worked out. Well, guess what, my friends? You went on a European vacation. You went and stayed in the very finest hotels. You went with your friends. Oh, wait a minute. Your money did that. Yeah, Michelle Obama, when she went to Spain... It has come out that her girlfriend, her close friend, had suffered a personal tragedy, and we're sorry for that, her girlfriend, but to enable her to feel better, she thought that maybe they could all just go to Spain. And the woman was going to Spain, and Michelle and another woman accompanied her, and Michelle's daughter. The other daughter was in a summer camp. So... this trip was not made just because Michelle Obama wanted to go on vacation. Oh, no, 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 no. Your tax dollars paid for her to go to be helping her friend who didn't feel well. Of course, the photos I saw, everybody was smiling, so I guess it must be working. But, you know, if it's true, if it's $75,000 a day when you count up all the people that travel, the Secret Service, the security, the flying over in Air Force Two and all that, I just want you to know is that, you know, when you didn't go on that vacation this summer, when you didn't go out and go to Disneyland, or you didn't even drive up to Mount Lassen Park, or you didn't go someplace, your dollars did. And I just wanted you to be happy that your dollars were very happy as they got spent in Spain.
Okay, now, you know, help me. Is it just my imagination, or maybe because of what we are doing with our lives here, I'm much more attuned to listening and watching and reading. But what kind of message does this send our country when we have the biggest oil spill that's ever happened in the history of the world? When we have I can't even say it. I'm so mad. I guess I'm going through a little angry spell here, that our first lady is over costing hunt for how many vacations have they been on? Where's our budget? Everywhere you look, people are going out of business. There's empty space for lease spaces, and car dealerships two in a month gone, and our first lady is basking somewhere in Spain. To me, the whole thing feels wrong.
Well, you know, it's not just that, but when you take your vacation, you go to Maine, and the Gulf Coast is under assault because of the oil. Why don't you take your vacation down there and just say that this is where we're going to vacation. We're not up in Maine. Let's go to the phones real quick. We just got like a minute. Jay, you're on.
One name, Marie Antoinette.
There you go. Let them eat cake.
Everybody's hurting. Let's party.
Toga!
Jay, I am so with you. I said the same thing to Carl a couple days ago.
We gotta run, Jay. Thanks for the call. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And where are your vacation dollars going this year?
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Stocks down sharply at the open, the Dow off by about 200 points. Facebook and AOL, could they be joining forces? The New York Post says that Facebook and AOL are quietly talking about a strategic alliance. Analysts say that Facebook could use some help from AOL in selling advertising, and AOL, which has been struggling badly in recent years, just needs help. We imported more cell phones, clothing, and other foreign-made goods, and we exported fewer farm products and computer parts. As a result, America's trade deficit in June grew to just shy of $50 billion. Now, back in the day, they were known as Kelly Girls. The temp staffing company Kelly Services turning a quarterly profit for the first quarter in 2 years, a sign that companies may be hiring more temps. Macy's showing quarterly revenue up by about 7% and some uplifting numbers from Maidenform brands. Sales there up by 30%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about how hot he is.
Let's talk about something else.
I'm talking about the summer heat, Mike. It's tough on cars.
Right. What do you recommend?
Well, right now you can buy four Goodyear, Continental, Yokohama, Hankook, or Pirelli tires and get a $100 cash rebate. How about that, Mike?
All right. That is hot.
Told you. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
Very cool.
Is the spin making you dizzy? If you want a point-blank analysis of politics and culture in America today, join me on the Alana Burke Show every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. Be there.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, Rach, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks,
ShastaTradingPost.com. ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
So what are your main business goals this year? To increase sales and control expenses? Yes, this is the year that everyone is getting back to business basics. That's why at Valpak, we say this is the year of substance over style. And the year to ensure that your marketing not only looks good, but works well. From our famous blue envelopes to our new online tools, Valpak has what it takes to make this year your year. To learn more, call 800-4-VALPAK, V-A-L-P-A-K.
Your car runs better with AMSOIL. Here's why. Petroleum oil thickens in cold weather and boils away in hot. Not only that, the additives wear out, so you have to change oil all the time. AMSOIL synthetic motor oil is impervious to both hot and cold temperature operations. What's more, you don't have to change the oil as often because AMSOIL runs cleaner and lasts far longer than conventional motor oils. Call Bob at 526-0762 for more info.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning, Reading, Cottonwood, Anderson, Shasta Lake.
That's right. The mayor of Anderson is going to be on next
All you
Monday.
North State lovely people. It's 63 degrees. It's going to be high today of 90. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. you know, it's going to be 90 degrees today. It's still a little warm, so you just hop in Espresso Joe's, get one of those icy coffee drinks that the girls can fix 143 different ways. If you don't believe me, you go down and ask them. Stop off and walk into the best humidor in the North State, if not all of California. Tobacco and Brew has a lot to offer there. Really friendly people. Joe and Shelley are community supporters. I have never seen them turn down an opportunity to support this community. It's Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew. Go down and visit them, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And we've got a new segment coming to our show, as well as a new show kicking off Thursday evenings called On the Spot with Linda Bott. So right now in the spot and on the spot is a beautiful lady by the name of Alexis Pebble. And Alexis is here to talk about movies in the park. We know that we've had Enjoy Magazine on. This is kind of a really interesting, fun event that's happening Friday that's free to the public, and how the group that you're with, Catalyst, how they're involved. Good morning and welcome to our show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And guess where we got to meet you? We know that your father and mother are very well in town, and that your father has delivered probably most of Reading.
He has. He has. It's kind of amazing.
Dr. Skopitis. Alexis, tell us about your group and why you're here today.
Yeah, sure. So I'm with the Catalyst Group, which is a young professionals group in Reading. We're newly formed. We're just a few months old. Basically, our mission is to, improve Reading greatness through cultural events, philanthropy, and kind of enhance the vibe of Reading. You know, there's so many great things that are already happening in this town, movies in the park, you know, all the different rotaries that have a million things going on. And we kind of want to reach out to those amazing groups and partner with them to sort of help, you know, kind of bring a younger perspective to those things and how we can make these different events, you know, great in this community.
Keep the community thriving. And although we have many people here who are retired, there are a lot of people returning into the North State that have lived outside of the North State and have said, you know what, I really miss home and all the great things that Reading and the outlying areas have to offer. So your group, Catalyst, is going to be involved with this Friday night. Tell us about this Friday night. Give us a whole picture.
So it's out, the Movies in the Park. It's hosted by Enjoy Magazine. They provide the enormous blow-up screen, the PA system. It's really a top-notch production. It really, really is. It's going to be out at the Civic Center Lawn. The movie this Friday is going to be Beetlejuice. And we're going to have Chris and Aaron Reznor, who are the owners of the Dutch Brothers around town, dressed up as Beetlejuice and the Bride.
So it will
be something to see. So we are partnering with Riverfront Playhouse in their capital campaign. They're the charity of the month. And so they've contacted the Catalyst Group to come in and kind of provide the manpower to work the crowd and really, you know, sell. We sell glow sticks. We have candy. We've got raffle items, great raffle items. So we're kind of out there working the crowd because we're, you know, not afraid to make fun of ourselves, I guess. So we'll be out there. The movie starts around 8:45, which is, you know, dusk right now. We sort of get everything going around 7:30. You know, you're welcome to come out, bring a picnic blanket, a dinner, whatever, run through KFC, you know, pack your own, and come out and enjoy it. It really is a great event. It was very well attended. We had some great success last week. We had Indiana Jones, Temple of Dune. My husband was actually roped into dressing up as Indiana Jones, and it was really fun. The kids really ate it up.
Any chance to be in costume? How fun! I mean, where else can you go? I don't care. You could be in any major metropolis, and right here in Reading, you're getting this culturally rich, fun night. Beetlejuice outside, free to the public. You're going to have the people who own the Dutch Brothers, the Resners, dressing up as what's the name of the
Beetlejuice and the Bride.
Beetlejuice and the Bride. Come in your favorite costume. Let your kids dress in their favorite costume. Sounds like a really fun event, and we love the fact that it's paired up with the Riverfront Playhouse. We're really excited about that. Can you tell us more about Riverfront Playhouse?
Sure. They right now have their capital campaign going. They are currently located over on Cypress in a small area that they've been in for years and years, and they really want to try to relocate to the downtown, you know, with the Cascade Theater, all of the things down there. They've been down there for 29 years. So to be able to get downtown to this new location, I think will really give them, some face recognition down there. More people are walking around. They're out and about. They're eating at the restaurants. I really just think it'll kind of take this public community theater and really kind of take it to the next level. So that's what they're trying to do.
Well, we are talking to Alexis Pebble, who is with Catalyst. Now, do you have a website so we can find more about your organization?
We do. www.readingcatalyst.com. We have some great events coming on. One of the things we do quarterly is a Breakfast of Champions, and we have one coming up Wednesday, September 15th. C.R. Gibbs was gracious enough to host this event for us, kind of sponsor us with this event. Tickets are $5. We're having Dr. Ray John from the Haven Humane Society come and speak at our next one. We had Bobby McMullen previously, which was, for those of you who know him, he's an amazing, amazing person. So Wednesday, September 15th, tickets are $5. You get an awesome breakfast from C.R. Gibbs, so you know that's going to be good. And then we have a little seminar. It's at 7:30 in the morning, and you can pretty much count on being out of there by 8:30, so you're only going to miss just a half hour of your workday, which isn't the worst sometimes, to just sort of cut off that first half hour of the morning.
You just miss about an hour of our show.
Oh, well, we'll tape it and we'll listen on the radio.
Well, you know, you can always go to the archives and listen to it at 3 o'clock, which some people do. You know, they sit there and listen on their podcast. Well, great. Any closing thoughts, Alexis?
Just definitely check out our website. We've got some film festivals coming up. The Breakfast of Champions is something, and we really hope to see you guys this Friday at Movies in the Park. So,
thank you, Alexis. And also with us this morning is Barbara Harrison. I know you want to chime in and say something. Barbara, we love always having you.
Well, you know, first, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening all morning.
My
rant. You're ranting and raving. You got to stop that.
Let her get it out now.
No, let her take it home with you. I just want to thank you guys for promoting Riverfront all week. I've been, you know, listening, and I know it's going to go on until Friday night that you're there. I'm going Thursday night, so I'll call and let you know how it is.
Oh, well, Lisa, I said, we have a friend, Victoria, that's in it.
Yes.
And Lisa and Bill Collins.
Yes, Lisa and I work together.
They're such a... That's right.
Yes.
They are such a talented duo.
Yeah.
And to think that... I was up at the doggy park, and this woman, you know, unsolicitedly just went on and on about how it was so funny. And I'm sitting here, you know, petting the dogs. And she went, oh, the sets were so funny. And this guy, there was one guy that stole the show. And so it was great, because that's the buzz on the street.
The last one she did was hysterical, so this is going to be even better. But thank you guys for helping us out.
Oh, absolutely.
Appreciate
it. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Thanks you so much for Alexis and for Barbara Harrison. You've been listening to On the Spot with Linda Bott and Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremer for Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew, good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit readingsedationdentist.com.
Many of life's failures are from people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. Thomas Edison knew what he was talking about. Five Star Bank wants to be your partner in success. It's a great big financial world out there, and having some smart people to count on is so important. Five Star Bank has those smart professionals to give you the kind of advice and support so needed in today's business. Smart people doing good business. You may not be trying to invent a light bulb, but starting and running a small business can seem just as daunting. Great inspiration and wisdom can be had from those who were there before you and I. Five Star Bank wants to be there for you. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:46 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 605-4567. It's the day of the rent. Airlines, vacations. You know, I told you that Monday night I went down into the Tea Party meeting there to listen to the candidates speak that are running for city council. There are 8 of the 12 were there. Sometimes it's hard keeping them all straight. One of the things that started, though, was broadsides being fired by Ken Murray and Patrick Jones. And by the way, Ken Murray's going to be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock, so I imagine it will continue. One of the things Patrick Jones said was that Ken Murray had okayed $1 million worth of lanterns to go up on the Cypress Avenue Bridge. And this was, people kind of went, ugh. And Bruce Ross and I were sitting next to each other. Ooh. And so what Bruce did was he went in and he kind of researched it. And it turns out it does cost $1 million. It's up to $1.5 million. It started out at $1.1 million. And what Jones was trying to say about Murray was, hey, they okayed this. I mean, a bridge is a bridge. How much more money do you need to spend on it? Because, for lanterns. Well, as it turns out that it's not so much the cost now. The federal government picked up 88% of the tab. Which I kind of feeling there, Bruce, that you've forgotten is that federal government's, that money comes from our taxes for that. But we'll just go on with that. And that they cut the city share of the lamps to about $180,000. Of that, according to Brian Crane, the city's public works chief, half came from state transportation funds and half from the city's traffic impact fees, neither of which can be spent on day-to-day city business like a patrol officer's pay. In other words, if they had not done that, if the money had gone back, it wouldn't have gone in to pay specifically for them. Here's what I'm thinking, though, is that, I'm sure Ken will address it tomorrow because it was kind of like everybody, one of those moments in a debate or when people are talking and there's just like a, and everybody's head gives them, turns sideways a little bit and looks, is the fact that why have the lanterns at all? Why not just a simple light that goes up? This is what Bruce wrote, but also Mark Beecham had put it in there too.
Just pull that up. It's on the blog today.
Yeah, and one of them was an opinion, and one with Mark Beecham was a blog. But I think the bottom line is what Jones was trying to say was just the thought that why would you want to spend $1.1 million on foo-foo lighting? So Mary Stiegel did say it was because it looked just like a concrete football field. Well, looking at it, even with the lights, it still looks like a concrete football field, but really does. It looks like a bridge. It's going to be really interesting the rest of the summer and into September and October. We're going to have every one of the candidates on. And like I said, we're going to start with Ken. Tomorrow, Ken has been a former city council member, a former mayor. And has thrown his hat back in the ring, and we'll let you talk, and we'll let him tell you why tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, finish out this segment. In our next segment, we've got Curtis and Jackie Jolly rolling in, and they're going to be talking about this new phenomena of social media networking and how that works and how you can use that in your business and maybe even your social life, but mainly in your business, how to expand your business by using all those tools that are essential to you. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of AnewsCafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial.
the radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Attention all personnel. Be a part of North State Theatrical History as WE Multimedia in conjunction with Westside Performing Arts presents the play MASH. And you can be in it. Auditions will be held August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 9 p.m. at McLaughlin Theater in downtown Reading. All your favorite characters are here. Join Hawkeye, Trapper, Hot Lips, Henry Blake, and Radar in this hilarious comedy that will leave the entire family in stitches. For more information, call 247-1925 or on the web at WEMultimedia.com. That is all.
Hey, hun, guess what?
What?
I just got back from the doctors, and my weight is down by 10 pounds, my blood pressure is lower, and my cholesterol is down. And you know why?
Why?
We've been going to Adamson's Peak Performance. The diet they offered to us and the workouts have just been a success.
Extremely beneficial. Why don't you go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's or adamsonspeakperformance.com. Go in and check it out and find a program that's right for you. And we'll see you there.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I'm a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sign Station. Call 221-SIGN.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for him? I'm a 25 to get 35 another pay.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:54 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Here in the North State, 66 degrees. It's going to be a high today of 90. Now, you know, on this day, it was the day the International Distress, SOS, which replaced CQD, was first used by an American ship on this day, 1909. The ocean liner was the Arapaho. Seems it found itself in trouble off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. The ship's wireless operator, T.D. Hobner, radioed for help when his ship lost its screw propeller near the graveyard of the Atlantic, Diamond Shoals. The call was heard by the United Wireless Station at Hatteras. Contrary to popular opinion, SOS, which has no stops between the letters, the signal being a continuous signal of three dots, three dashes, and three dots, is not an acronym for any series of words such as save our ship or save our souls. The original call for distress began with the British CQ, meaning all stations, used by telegraph and cable up. Excuse me, telegraph and cable operators worldwide, the D for distress, which is added to CQ by the Marconi Company in 1904. Just so you know, that's what it stands for. Did you get that? Bob, you're good at this.
Yeah, SOS, because it's an easy thing to remember. It has a very distinctive sound on the air, so it would cut through the heavy interference and be noticed, which you really want when you're in trouble.
You know,
1909, that's when it first began.
You know, two things I want to talk about here in our last segment. One is Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska was killed in an airplane crash yesterday in the state of Alaska. It was a small float plane, amphibious plane they call them. There's a lot of, as somebody pointed out yesterday, well, you know, there's more crashes, airplane crashes in Alaska than anywhere else. Well, it's because people fly more in Alaska. Many people have their own plane up there because there's no roads to get them around. So they have float planes and they fly from spot to spot. But Stevens looks like he was going to a lodge They had had lunch and were getting ready to go out and go fishing when the plane crashed. Not everybody was killed in the plane crash. In fact, they're saying there was no rhyme or reason that the pilot was killed, but the man sitting next to him wasn't. And so they had four or five people killed in the wreck. But Ted Stevens has been a huge member of the party in Alaska, of politics in Alaska, and was known as Uncle Ted. He used to bring in the money, you might say. He was one of the ones from the Bridge to Nowhere. But he was also a hero to the people of Alaska and had done so much for the people of Alaska in so many different ways. And you know, at the end of his political career, he was charged by the federal government with things. Just to find out after, you know, right before the election, you know, he lost his reelection bid. And right, you know, and of course, as soon as that happened, all the charges were dropped because the federal prosecutors had done the wrong thing. And I find it interesting in some ways and just so sad in others. The last thing we wanted to talk about is they're rounding up the wild horses and burros in Nevada and a couple other places. And the part about it is the Bureau of Land Management, whose job is to take care of the horses, the wild horses and the burros, has said there's too many of them for the land to keep. It's like thinning the herds, thinning the deer herds, thinning the elk herds. There's just too many of them. And this, of course, you know, people picture that wild Mustang out there on the property running free, and it's an icon of the American West. You think of the American West, you think of the cowboy, you think of the vistas, you think of the Native Americans, and you think of that Mustang and the longhorn cattle. And so at one point the government said, you know, because they were killing off the wild horses, the wild horse herds, they were using them, and you know, a lot of them they were bringing in for killers. They were using it for dog food, or they were sending them over to other countries. And there was no protection for them, and they were wiping out the herds. It was an easy way to make money. So they decided to protect the herds. Well, as it happens, when you protect the herds and they don't have natural predators, they multiply. And so every year they would round up some and to auction off Mustangs. And I've seen the auctions, and it's you can get a Mustang, used to be for like, I think it was like $150, maybe $200, and you had to go to a certain type of home. It had to have a certain type of pen, and all that. And I've seen people who have bought a couple of Mustangs, and after 6 hours, they finally got them loaded, and then the horses proceeded to kick their trailer apart. And when he finally got them home, they climbed over the fence like a couple of cats, and that's the last time he saw them. To us, that was hilarious. To him, not so hilarious. But this roundup they're doing now is they're using helicopters.
Helicopters.
Using helicopters to and it's called a stampede type roundup.
Now, how humane is that?
Well, see, here's the thing is that a lot of people don't realize that you can run a horse to death real easy. I was involved in horse roundups at one time in my younger life.
Not with helicopters,
no,
though.
On horses. And it was every man for himself at some points. You know, people losing their, you know, going down, horses going down. It was just that was part of the deal. Horses can be run to death, and if they're run too fast for too prolonged a time, they seize up. If they're running with the if young horses are running, in some cases they'll literally just, you know, break their hooves off. Mares will abort fetuses, and you know this is an article here on Wild Horse Roundup is Needless and Cruel in the opinion page of the Record Searchlight. No, see, you know, it may not be needless. Okay, they may need to thin the herds out just so that the rest of them will live. But is there reasons? How do you do it? Is there a reason to be cruel? Is there a reason to push it like this?
The helicopter thing is disgusting, in my opinion.
You know, I mean, there's other ways of doing it that can be more humane. Yes, maybe thin out the herd, but let's be humane about it. I mean, there's no reason to drive these horses to a needless, messy, inhumane death.
Yeah, when they say that they run their hooves down to break their hooves off from running and from running full of fear over rocks.
Right. Okay. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This is just something you know that has struck us. We got to take a break. Join us after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Small towns are being patrolled, border security beefed up in Montana in the search for an escaped prisoner and the cousin-slash-fiancé who helped to break him out.
We wish we were closer. We were following a lot of leads.
U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez minutes ago, cars leaving Montana are being checked, people inside having their faces scanned because U.S. Marshal Gonzalez says that John McCluskey and Castlin Welch have dyed their hair for disguise.
We believe, as today, McCluskey has darkened his hair and Welch has lightened her hair.
It's not a tropical storm yet, but if and when it is, Danielle could soon make things blustery along the Gulf Coast. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown tracking it live in Miami.
Dave, it's the fifth tropical system in the Atlantic Basin this year and will likely be the fourth full-fledged tropical storm within another 24 hours. Storm warnings are already posted from Destin, Florida in the Panhandle to west of New Orleans, and in the middle of the forecast cone published by the National Hurricane Center is the oil spill site where BP is holding off on finishing that first relief. Well, now, they're not evacuating the site, but the weather will cause a two-day delay, Dave.
Evan, a person's missing in Iowa among 11 who were inside cars swept away early this morning in the raging water of a swollen creek just north of Des Moines, where a half foot of rain fell overnight. 10 are accounted for now, but the water's still so fast divers can't go in to search for the last one. They're still counting the votes carefully in Georgia.
This has just been incredible, and we're just going to stay optimistic.
But Karen Handel trails Nathan Deal by a few thousand votes in the Republican governor's primary. Could come down to absentees in Colorado.
Michael Bennett and I disagree on a lot of issues.
Ken Buck's a Republican who will face Bennett. The incumbent Democratic senator, backed by President Obama, beat a challenger supported by Bill Clinton. The bears are clawing away at Wall Street. The Dow is plunging down 224 points on new concern about the dollar and the economy. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale. And it's big.
I'll say. When you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100! You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating California dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
Here's some great news for contractors. The Home Depot has a special buy on an American Classics 24-inch Cognac Savannah Vanity for just $99, a $249 value. It comes with a solid surface top and matching framed mirror, all for just $99. Savings like that can help you lower your bids, which could help you win more jobs, which is a great way to start the day. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
1,100 dead, hundreds more still missing in the floods in China, and the rain is still falling.
Officials had warned cutting the mountainside trees in the Tibetan county of Jiuzhou would cause landslides, but they had to come down to make way for hydroplants. Now the Chinese are paying for their progress. At a press conference, officials said they'd know by Thursday if more mudslides are coming.
240 technicians have been dispatched to the affected area. They're investigating the geological situation there, providing measures to prevent secondary disasters.
A man searching for the bodies of his two nephews said, quote, "We have come to make sure the children receive a proper funeral." 3 more days of torrential rain are forecast. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
There is a nasty new bug making its way from Asia to Europe and maybe beyond.
It's a bacterium with a gene that makes it resistant to most current drugs. It emerged in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, but is now in Britain too, carried here by people who went to those countries for surgery. British researchers warn superbug infections of the so-called NDM1 variant could soon be worldwide because with air travel, there's pretty much no way to prevent its spread. In London, Alistair Wang, England, Fox News Radio.
The jury's at it again in Chicago, trying to determine if former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a criminal who tried to sell former Senator Barack Obama, now President's, Senate seat. Now, they are in 11 days of deliberations. They've given no sign to the judge as to what their progress is. They've got their helmet cams on in space.
Camera's on. I got a green light. I see your green light.
Astronauts out on another spacewalk trying to fix a problem at the International Space Station. A failed pump on the cooling system now working at only half capacity. One astronaut did rely on force to remove an ammonia line from the broken pump, overcoming a hurdle that bogged down their previous effort to try to restore full cooling at the station. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning, North State. It's April 11th. It's 8:05.
April 11th?
I said August 11th.
Did I hear April 11th? That's okay. No, no, it's all right because, you know.
You know what? Here's the thing. Okay, gents. Okay, you know, okay, men, this is for men. Is that, you know, every so often men may misspeak, right? It's not enough to know is that you can say a thousand things around them, like, hey, hand me the wrench. They don't understand it. They don't hear it, right? Or how about closing this door to keep the air conditioning? They don't hear that. You know, you make one little mistake, and not only do they pick up on it, they've just told everybody in the North State that I just made a mistake. You know, it's like being a goalie, and when the puck goes by and the big light goes on behind you and people scream at you. It's like, you know what? Welcome. The Free Fire Radio, the home of Carl abuse.
I am not trying to correct you, but it is August, just in case it's a few months later. By the way, it's going to be high today of 90. Yeah.
It's today. Pretty hot in here
yeah,
right now.
Yeah. Oh, currently right now it's 68 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, one of our favorite destination getaways, even in April.
Well, you know, April, May, June, July, August.
That's right.
You name it, we're there.
You know, it's all a state of mind.
Speaking of state of mind, we have two people here that have a show on the weekends. They have a business that is expanding like photos of what's that kid's name that sings, the new one, the big one. Like, anyway.
The kid that's on all the TV shows.
Yeah, the ones like that. You know, yes. Okay, that one. You know, yeah. But I guess I should have known the name before I started that.
Another mistake.
Yeah, okay. We need to adjust his. You stay up closer to the microphone. Okay, then we can adjust from there. Okay, Curtis and Jackie Jolly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who have a show on Saturdays, Marketing Your Business. They have ShastaTradingPost.com, which is expanding throughout the state.
It's going crazy.
Yeah. And great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we brought them in today because we've been talking about something called social networking, which... is new. I mean, this is kind of a new phenomenon, isn't it?
Well, before we get into that, I kind of have to make a comment because when I listen to you all in the morning, I get up in the morning, turn my radio on, and usually kind of groggy trying to get up, and I listen to you two go off this morning about a tangent whenever Linda finds something, and it fires me up to no end. I come charged to the office ready to go to work, and I come in the station this morning, and you think of all the things that go on in our country, and we talk about the Obama thing this morning, not going into politics. It's not what this show's about right now, but it is about Obama, Mrs. Obama going to Spain. And then I think about your comments yesterday with Jim Reid and out in voting out the incumbents, just because we need change. What fired me up thinking about you yesterday was they get paid. Even if we vote everybody out, they still get paid the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and they get paid well.
Well, with staff. Anyway, social media.
Just look at Chelsea's wedding.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was just hopeful that Linda was going to be calmed down by the time we get in after her conversation with United Airlines.
Okay,
so I was
now,
like,
you're, whoa. You're the second person that said that, you know. And I just have to say, every now and then, I just can't sit back. It really incensed me. And I said to Carl, I want to talk about that tomorrow because I know I'm not alone. And, you know, I grew up of a generation, you know, it's just not ladylike to lose your, you know, say things and let Carl be the one who, like, you know, gets hot or mad. And but I had to just say it this morning, so there. And you know what? I know you guys get it.
We got it.
You know, the whole thing about what was so funny is after she'd done battle with these guys for an hour, I call back not 5 minutes later. I get a different person who pulls up the screen with the original price.
Oh, no.
Everything else, she says. She says, "What's and the biggest part was, what's the phone number to the cemetery?" And I'm thinking, Arlington? I said, "I don't know." She says, "Well, we need that." And while we're trying to find that, she's offering condolences. She wishes me a happy belated birthday. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, so she did a great job, and she fixed it just like that. And it's just in the space of 5 minutes.
Which segues perfectly into customer service, how to build your customer service, which is perfect with what you're doing. And again, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. That's what we were kind of talking about. People don't realize the power of social media. And it's actually been around for a couple of years, but it's the new buzzword. When something becomes a hot topic, it seems to be the buzzword. It was branding and marketing, you know, in business. Like 15 years ago, branding was the key word. Well, now the new word is social media. And people really don't understand that social media is not a fad. It's not going away. Social media is part of business every day. If customer service is one aspect, marketing is another. If you spend a little bit of money to market your business, whether it's a sign twister out on the corner saying, here's my business, and they're shaking it, listen to music, or if you're out doing a social media event, social media is just like marketing. And what you're talking about is your business.
Well, I can tell you right now, we're chatting. Back
exactly.
and forth with
that's
our
what,
listeners.
That's what it is.
We just started that about 4 days ago, and people, rather than calling, they just want to chat while they're online and send us a little link to this and that and so on and so forth.
And we so much appreciate that because those links are pretty cool. I mean, if you're winding down about something, you push a link, and it adds another depth to this. We got to take a quick break here when we come back. Curtis and Jackie Jolly from ChastaTrainPost.com, but also from Marketing Your Business, their show on Saturdays. Colonel on the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460A, the home of Free Fire Media.
MD imaging radiologist, Dr. Patricia Hansen.
When you're dealing with things like cancer and heart disease, things that are life-threatening, trust becomes very important.
With 15 sub-specialized radiologists on staff, MD imaging provides a collaborative environment in which your diagnosis can have several radiologists involved. With multiple doctors examining and discussing your images, your diagnosis will have greater certainty. Here's MD Imaging Radiologist Dr. Danford Bickmore.
We're fortunate to have a facility like MD Imaging right here in Reading, so you don't have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco to get that same level of expertise.
When it comes to medical imaging, you have a choice. There is a difference. So choose the only imaging facility in our area fully accredited in all modalities. MD Imaging. Trust.
Where do you go when you want to buy that timeless piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest, reliable opinion from a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, buying that special stone for your wedding ring, or consulting with an expert in estate jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. With over 40 years in business, your friends at Four Winds Jewelry know you deserve the best. And Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best quality in diamonds and loose stones. And you need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. And Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Curtis and Jackie are over here dancing. Okay, get back on the stool, sir. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It's 8:13 in the morning.
This is wake-up music. If you're just tuning in, again, 8:13, it is August 11th. The weather right now is 66 degrees. It's going to be high today of 90. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And this segment's brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black, they give haircuts. They are not hairstylists. They give haircuts that are great, really good prices. It's man's last stronghold. I'm not just making that up. It's on the window. Curtis goes there at least once a week to have his head shaved. You know, he gets it. I mean, it's not easy. I mean, because, you know, he's demanding. He's a demanding man. And they don't put any hairstyling gel, but they do turtle waxing. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop, Ron, off of Athens Avenue.
Our guest, as you can imagine right now, if you have just tuned in, is Curtis and Jackie Jolly. And talk to us about your show. We've been talking at the break about branding, how important the Internet is. Share with our listeners about your show on Saturdays.
Well, we have a show on Saturdays at 1 o'clock called Market Your Local Business. And what we try to do is take all of the aspects of marketing. What that means is how you advertise, how you brand your business, how you do signage for your business, employees, all that kind of structure, because the times are tough nowadays. And what people realize, especially in Shasta County, unemployment's pretty high. So how do you stand your business out from anybody else? If you have a clothing store or a pizza parlor or anything that you have, how do you separate yourself from everybody else? There's multiple businesses that do the same thing you do. So our show goes in every week. We have a guest from a local business. Last week was Andy Main at Shasta.com. Before that, we had Jennifer Haynes at NorCal Presort. And we try and get businesses to listen to what other businesses are going through. And then we define what those changes are, how, why, what other avenues they can take as an education.
And your show is here on KCNR.
KCNR 1460, 1 o'clock.
At 1 p.m. And let's talk about the importance of social media and Facebook. Do you have kind of roughish statistics on what's going on with Facebook? It's flying off the handle.
Did you know that if Facebook were a country, it would be the world's third largest country? China, number one. India, number two. Facebook, number three. Then down to the U.S. That's how many users are on Facebook today.
Okay, let me tell you.
Wow.
Social media.
Yes. Staggering.
Has overtaken pornography as the number one.
Oh, you found that one. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
That is building.
That shows you how widespread it is.
Right. Yeah.
The and it said years to reach 50 million people. It took radio 38 years, TV 13, the internet 4, iPod 3 years. Facebook added over 200 million users in less than a year. My gosh.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, social media is a fad.
Yeah, right. Did you know that AOL and Facebook are talking right now? Because Facebook needs help with their advertising, so they're talking about a merger.
Okay, so what does that look like? What does that merger look like in the future for you?
Well, for us, it doesn't make any difference, but it leads me to believe that there may be a charge involved with Facebook later on, or there may be more advertising, and you're going to see AOL a lot more branded, because AOL is having problems as well. AOL is having the problems where they can't identify themselves. It used to be AOL was everything. You saw AOL on Coliseums and billboards and everywhere in the media, and you don't see them anymore.
You really
so
don't.
You would usually, it was AOL.com. They aren't a search engine, correct?
They're an ISP, an Internet Service Provider.
Okay, and so there's so many now. There's the Yahoo and Gmail and all that.
And Google. They don't use AOL. AOL is very controlling. So when you sign up with AOL, it's you become an account, you have to log into their server, and everything with AOL is you're confined to their environment. It's safe and friendly and kid-proof kind of a thing.
But if AOL goes down, guess what?
They're not going down because they own, just tons and tons of these. But their marketing is down and their branding is down. So they're trying to reinvent themselves, and Facebook needs the help with the advertising because they're not making any money. It's all free.
So this Saturday at 1 o'clock, what will be your subject?
Back to websites. We went with Andy Main from Shasta.com on Saturday, and our show this week is focusing on Internet usage and websites for people who have websites now. Why people seem to think that the website it draws more traffic. We had a client that is a local business here in town, and I asked her what she was doing for her marketing. What about her website? And she said, I let my website go because it wasn't doing anything for me. Well, a website isn't about that. It's like social media. All these things are part of marketing and branding your business and bringing people to find you. All you want to do with social media or with websites is have people find you easier. Internet is a huge tool.
Well, I can tell you that I recently emailed, and here's a beautiful example. I'm going to be launching a show, and I was looking for some artwork, and I talked with an artist out of Sweden, just went to her website and just out of contact me. So I had her go to my webpage so she could see who I was, and then the next day I heard from her.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a stranger in Sweden.
Yep.
And so that's the beautiful thing. Even if it's a page that just, is like a bio and a picture and a link to say contact me, it's something where people can get this feeling of who you are rather than just like HTTP, www, here's a link. I mean, the link with just an email. It's better to have, like you said, information on who you or your business is about.
Our biggest thing is, when was the last time you looked in the Yellow Pages, really? I hate to say this, but Jackie actually used the Yellow Pages 2 days ago because she keeps it by the door and needed an address real quick and the computer wasn't on. But when was the last time you looked up anything in a phone book?
Yesterday.
Oh, good
really?
Girl. Sorry. It must be a girl thing, huh, Linda?
That's a girl thing.
Well,
yeah.
I just, but anyway, I also know that it's just like very much like your site, which was a wonderful, please share with our listeners, you guys have coupons.
Oh, yes.
part of our the whole part of our business is, and people don't really understand sometimes, but the internet is a very powerful tool, and because times are tough, you've got to realize markets change, people change, economy changes, shopping trends change. All the people in the studio, except for the new engineer behind me, is in that age of baby boomer age. What that means, in the baby boomer age, we were all brought up to where it all catered to us. It was all about us. Well, the X generation and Y generation are different. They don't use the same tools we did and buy the same things we did. And businesses actually realize that. The big corporations are now marketing to each generation has a trend, and technology is the X and Y generation. They've always had the internet. They've always had microwave ovens. They've always had CDs. They've always had MTV. They've always had all these things were constant for them. And when business changed in the 2000 for the dot-com, really, we really got into technology where internet was everything. And then search engines came around, and then websites came around, and then the smartphones. As these things transgress, people are now texting. Texting is huge. Why do they text? We used to get on the phone and call our friend.
You can actually talk into your droid, and it'll text for you. It's amazing.
Interesting.
So I need to take a break. My brain's full. This is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Boomer Tech Radio is your source for the news and views on all things high tech, from major breakthroughs in the world of science to advice on the latest consumer electronics products, brought to you on KCNR by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. How do you want your HDTV? Advanced Automotive of Reading, quality car care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas with Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 3 on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Hello, Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about summer tune-ups for their kerosene heaters while they're still not being used. Now's the time. Don't forget every year to change the filters on your tank or ask us to bring one on the next fill-up. The ethanol-free 93 is doing a great job for boats, watercraft, off-road motorcycles, and also all your household tools like lawnmowers, weed eaters, and blowers. We're still selling bulk oil in your container or ours. If you're still running out of propane on Sunday, ask about an extra tank. We've got lots of them ready to go. For the construction folks, we are doing a lot more of on-site fueling. So give Danny a call and see if we can help you in any way with your fueling needs. Northern Lights Energy, a small family-owned company. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or a church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services, including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:24 in the morning on August 11th.
Boy, it's flying by, isn't it? Currently 68 degrees. How beautiful. This is just a beautiful time to go out and enjoy walks along the river trail and enjoy, you know, barbecues, enjoy being outside with friends.
It is. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley, the owner, has been in business since 1985. Doug, a veteran of 82nd Airborne, guarantees his work. He puts in Dish TV. He's got a deal that you can get lifetime HD. Talk to him about that. Talk to him about surround sound. Talk to him about home theaters. If you talk to Doug, you're going to do business with Doug. That's the kind of deals he puts together. His phone number is 244-1988, or just go down Airport Road, just down from Burrito Bandito, look for those satellite dishes.
Our guests are Jackie and Curtis Jolly, and we are talking about social networking.
Social media networking.
Social media.
Got it.
All right, so shoot.
Well, we were talking about a little bit ago. We were talking about what social media is and the big buzzword that comes in, and what is exactly social media, and when do I need to play, and what do I need to be involved in,
and how do I play is real important.
There's a number of people here in town that are now pushing that social media aspect to businesses. It's like anything else. They're out there. There's other people trying to help businesses do the same thing. Social media is not going away. I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about what social media is and some of the avenues. And we all know Facebook. If I was watching a Carl's Jr. Hamburger commercial the other day, and to show how powerful Facebook is, at the end of the commercial, it doesn't say carlsjr.com and then whatever their special is. It says facebook.com/carlsjr. Many, many, many businesses are doing that. Why? Because they're reaching a new audience, and social media works. And social media means Facebook, which is a large social media. You can upload videos and pictures and plus text, and there's lots of things that Facebook allows you to do. And then there's Twitter. What's Twitter? Twitter's mainly just blogging. It's pretty much just the social media aspect of conversations. There's LinkedIn. LinkedIn is...
Well, wait a minute. Let me just mention Twitter here.
Okay,
Twitter is something that, that you know, you, like you said, you can tweet, and it's kind of like it's like you're chatting with somebody, right?
Right.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yes.
You know who he is?
He's an actor. You know, that's all. And there's another one whose name I'm not going to say because I swore that we would never mention this woman's name on our show. I swore when I first took the oath of Radium not to do it. But they have more Twitter followers than the entire populations of Sweden, Israel, Switzerland, Ireland, Norway, and Panama. Well, the last place doesn't have electricity, so that doesn't count. But the but it has more than these other countries, just in Twitter followers.
Is that amazing? And you know the tweets are limited to 140 characters only?
So it's like little text.
Little tiny text, little bits of communication. That's the cool thing about social media, is it goes back and forth. It's not like radio or television or billboards, which are just all out. But with social media, you can bring conversations back in. It's a real important way to.
We get conversations back in here.
Oh yes, that's true. I'm sorry. Yes, you do.
How important is LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is real popular with businesses, especially. I mean, businesses are, if you're a professional and you're wanting to sync yourself with people in your business or looking for work. Or companies looking for employees, LinkedIn is like putting your resume on as a post, and it tells about you, tells your friends, or you can ask for references and have your references posted already in your LinkedIn account, and on a professional level, it just allows you to be with other professionals in your industry, look for people in your industry, and then show credibility. It's like a huge resume file.
Yeah, it's a nice place to put your curriculum vitae on.
90% of all businesses who are in the Internet marketplace who actually gets out on the professional looks at LinkedIn for employees and for recruiting.
So we suggest that if you are stuck in your business or you're trying to launch a business, to give Curtis and Jackie a call, especially here on Saturday at 1 o'clock. They're just a load of information on how to promote your business, and today specifically we're talking about social media and the power of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. How about Bling? Is it Bing or Bling?
Bing.
Oh,
Bing.
I'm all about the Bling, honey.
That's a good one, Linda. You know,
that's exactly the point. Do you know there's 250 forums like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Dig? There's 250 different platforms and growing. So just because you have a Facebook account or a Twitter account or a LinkedIn account, there's so many more avenues that you can actually post your business on. And I'd like to kind of go back to that comment I made about that lady who dropped her website because it didn't do anything for her. All of these things that we're talking about, social media and websites, it's all part of marketing, which means All marketing and social media allows you to do is to expand your potential client list or potential customer list.
We're going to have to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we want to you know, follow this up, because life's changed, my friends, and it catches up with all of us. And the fact is just because you're a little bit older does not mean that you can't join in and become a star in this.
And we have a couple comments from our chat page, too.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll share those with you. And
great.
That.
Right. So join us after these messages. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. They're tightening the borders as the search continues for an Arizona prison escapee and his fiancée/cousin accomplice.
We are concentrating in the northwest U.S. and also in Canada, in the British Columbia and the Alberta area.
U.S. Marshal David Gonzalez says John McCluskey and Cassie Lynn Welch may have disguised their appearances.
We believe, as today, McCluskey has darkened his hair and Welch has lightened her hair.
They're on alert in the Atlantic.
It's the fifth tropical system in the Atlantic basin this year and will likely be the fourth full-fledged tropical storm within 24 hours. Storm warnings are already posted from Destin, Florida in the Panhandle to west of New Orleans.
Fox Radio's Eben Brown in Miami. In Georgia's too-close-to-call governor's race, Republican Karen Handel has conceded and thrown her support behind Nathan Deal. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great, we'll even help you decorate.
Kubler's Furniture is sounding the alarm for sizzling hot savings. Check out the sizzling hot summer sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture. The bargains are blazing on beautiful things for your home from name brands like Broyhill. There are hot deals on cool recliners as low as $289. Prices are melted away on dining sets and bedroom sets. Answer the alarm now and check out Kubler's sizzling hot summer sale for blazing bargains. Spend $13.99 or more and get a free three-piece luggage set or designer area rug.
Kubler's Furniture.
Don't miss the sizzling hot summer sale going on now until the end of August at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery on Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
The original owners are back at Tortilla Flats. Come in and satisfy your cravings for great Mexican cuisine. Tortilla Flats makes their food fresh every day, and nothing comes from a can. Everything is made from scratch and has the true taste of Mexico in every dish. One of their specialties is their delicious enchilada ranchero, made with beef or chicken, sour cream, avocado, and green chili. So stop for a moment and ask your taste buds what they want. They'll jump right out and tell you, Tortilla Flats. Come in for lunch, dinner, or happy hour. Tortilla Flats has the best margaritas in town, and happy hour is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. After being in Burbank for 20 years, Tortilla Flats has been locally owned for 31 years. Located on Park Marina Drive, 1 mile from the Sundial Bridge. Or call 244-3343. Your taste buds know. Now take them for what they really want at Tortilla Flats.
What do you think of when you hear Joyo de Monterrey, Romeo y Julieta, Carlos Torano, Outro Fuente, Cohiba, La Gloria Cubano, Macanudo, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding with the largest walk-in humidor, filled with premium cigars. You can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, ramrods, bourbon cheroots, Swisher Sweets, Black and Mild, Backwoods, Al Capones, White Owls, and hundreds of cigars to choose from. Tobacco and Brew is open until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, until 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Carl's favorite song. He's over there. I don't know if you call it dancing or looks like swashbuckling. I'm not sure. And Chris is playing the keyboard. Hey, we got a band going on in here. Rocking in the studio.
Yeah, just a senior citizen over here rocking.
Yeah, officially now. KCNR 1460. You're listening to 1460 on your dial. 605-4567. We have Curtis and Jackie Jolly. We're talking about social media. If you have a question, now's perfect time to call. It's 8:35 currently. 68 degrees. And before we get going back into the chat room and some of your comments, you can give us a call this morning. In fact, we've got Tammy at the office line there, 605-4565. She's ready to answer the phones if you want to call. We've got, four or five more tickets left that you can join us on Friday night. Free tickets to see Club Dead, The Last Resort, which is at the Riverfront Playhouse. By Lisa Collins. It should be a lot of fun. And we're going to be there with the KCNR team. We'd love to have you join us. Dial 605-4565, and Tam will be on the lines. Curtis and Jackie, a couple things that came through on our chat room was somebody called in and said Facebook calls it a fan page.
Yep.
And citizen activists, linked has groups set up for business categories. Just for, we didn't really cover those. So somebody's like, engaged.
I like it. Go ahead, Russ.
No, go ahead.
Part of Facebook, and that's kind of on the business side for marketing your business. I want to kind of go back to that because it all plays a part. Social media is not going anywhere. So let's kind of talk about what social media is as far as the Facebook account, because Facebook's a really good thing that people could start using today. If you don't have a Facebook account, and this is for a business level or a personal level, but on the business side, log on to Facebook and get your name. If your business is out there and you have a name for your business, use that as your Facebook profile. And you can go on and just get your name, because it's like when the dot-coms were out. Everybody had, in 2000, they had a dot-com, so a lot of people went out and got Coca-Cola.com, Pepsi.com, even though they weren't Pepsi or Coca-Cola, and then they'd sell those domain names back.
You want to talk about our friend that got iPhone?
Oh, yeah. We have a very dear friend who, in 1995, registered ITV, iPhone, iWatch, a whole bunch of things when the internet came out to be pretty popular in 95. He spent $10 a month for, I don't know, 10 years or thereabouts. Apple wrote him a nice fat check a couple years back for iPhone.com. He doesn't have to work anymore. So,
but they've also done, I mean, people that jump into things like that have also been, The courts have gotten into that.
You
too,
have to actually prove that you can, if, especially if you took a big company like, say, what, Wendy's.com or McDonald's.com, if you actually got those domain names, they went to court. And the court said, unless you can prove that your name is McDonald or there's an actual active website that you actually plan on using it, then that doesn't necessarily apply. But your Facebook accounts are the same way. Your name and your business or your ID can be taken if you don't get it first. That's how it works.
Right.
So if you're doing it for your business side, get to log in, create the account, and if you don't even jump in to be involved in social media right now, I suggest you log in, create the account, and start looking and reading about what's going on. You can search for people, businesses, groups, associations. With all those searches, you can see what's going on in the business community or in your business community and see what other people are doing, what they're saying, what your employees are saying. You can actually log in and follow profiles of other people and search for other people.
Well, people have been fired from their jobs over things they put on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, employers have all of a sudden found out, oh, is that what you really think?
There's a huge
copy. And I think there's no recourse to the people. Right?
There's a coffee company up in Seattle that shut off their pages because of that very thing. All the employees were actually having videos and things from in-store events.
They didn't do their privacy settings very well.
Right. And if doing homework and watching what the community is doing is a great way to learn. Speech, it's when you have an account where you can actually blog and Twitter and Facebook, you can reach a huge amount of people. There's 400 million users on Facebook alone. If you just take that account and you actually put something on about your business, you don't realize how far you go. It isn't just Shasta County. You're reaching around the world.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to have you here and talk about it, because a lot of people say, oh, well, gosh, you know, what's this have to do with me and all this, is
it's marketing.
The fact that we push local businesses, we push buying local, we push, you know, money that stays local, you know, you dine local, you buy local, you know, the money stays local, is that we talk to people all the time that they don't have a web page. And because they don't have a web page, if somebody is actually looking to buy something here in town, like you said, you know, a lot of times they won't use the yellow pages. They will go to the internet. And so they go there, and this way they can find that the they can find, you know, that item. And if you don't have a web page there, they're not going to find it. And so you may be skipped over. Plus the fact is a lot of people value peers going there and making comments, because, you know, we look at that when we're going to a hotel or anything. You see what people have written about it.
We'd like to certainly get some advice of where to stay in Washington, D.C., over by Arlington. Speaking of giving a plug of a local business, we had Carl's Truck Detailed, Custom Auto Detailing, there over there on Industrial. They did a fabulous job. We wanted to give a shout-out. And I know that he was saying how adamant he was about shopping local, staying local. And he says, yeah, a lot of things in my shop sometimes aren't easy to get local, but he goes out of his way. And I said, well, we really have become committed to it. I think it's a conscientious decision to say, we are living in Reading. We have a business in Reading. We want to support businesses in Reading, even if it means going to, like, say, Biggin's Lighting to buy our light bulbs. That's what I'm going to do. That's what we're going to do. So
what's amazing is if you watch, get on Twitter, want to talk about the social media, and I really do want to get into that just a little deeper, is people can actually you follow people who, as you join friends and friends join you, you kind of follow each other, and someone will do a little tweet going, hey, I'm at Costco, and they're a local business, and all I want to do is cringe, because if they're a local business, why are they shopping at Costco, and why would you tell the whole world you're at Costco? Nothing against Costco, but my point to that is what you say on social media goes everywhere that you can see, you can feel, you can touch. It's there. What your employees say. It's real easy to get involved with social media and look what's being said, and then start detailing what you want to do and how you want your image to be for your business.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl on the Bot. Our guests are Curtis and Jackie Jolly from Marketing Your Business, a Saturday show they have, plus here on KCNR, plus ShastaTrainPost.com. Join us after these messages.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we're here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
You've seen it on TV, now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items and new products coming in every week. Tired of paying high electric bills to keep your house cool? The As Seen on TV store has portable air conditioners you can move from room to room. Thousands were sold last year for $199.95, but for a limited time, they're just $149.95. Keep your cool and cut your power bill As Seen on TV. Take it home today. 10% discount for seniors and all military. The As Seen on TV store in the Shasta Center on Cherry Creek Road, right behind Dairy Queen.
Hi, this is Carl with the Around the House radio show. Did you hear that Around the House has moved?
That's right. You can now listen to us every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We still have all the great guests and information we've always had with a few additions. Each week, we will not only discuss home improvement tips and advice, but also have some local sports and garage talk for you as well. So be sure to tune in to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 for Around the House Radio, where the advice is always free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott here. It's 8:45 on August 11th.
I have a question. We were talking about it at the break. You know, with Facebook, because it's such a phenomenon, and every time I get on Facebook, which is daily, I know that I've missed probably five pages that have come in. But here's my point. When it says you are requested to be a friend, and I don't know who they are, but then when I click on just to see the picture and it says you have 72 mutual friends or 26 mutual friends, chances are I'll click on because I think, well, they must be in my friends. But here's what's happened is they've somehow have added into the social media circle of, I guess, people that might have one person that I know through a business, and the next thing you know, there's 150 or 200 people that are attached to that person. So how do you go about protecting yourself on that level?
You know, it is a lot of work, and we do from the Trading Post side. We really look at everybody's bio, try to look at their info, see what type of business they're involved in, see where they live. If I can't find somebody who might be pertinent to any of the counties in California, because we have all 58 counties in California, I won't usually accept them. And if you're from Washington, you know, from Massachusetts, Washington's close enough, but if you're from Massachusetts, I mean, our whole thing is buy local, shop local, stay local, dine local, and I'm, you know, highly unlikely somebody from Massachusetts is going to join today, you know, to get on that bandwagon. So, you know, we had a conversation with our social media director the other day, and we were talking about finding businesses and or how to market to specifically to businesses if it's a personal profile. And I said, well, I guess we have to look in all the info accounts to see where people work. And he goes, that's a lot of work. I said, yeah, it is a lot of work. So maintaining your social media is not, it's like any type of marketing medium, whether it's the radio or television or whatever it is. It is work. I mean, and to be done right, you do need to take the time to do it and look.
Well, that's interesting for you to say, and I really appreciate that, because I can tell you, and I'm sure people who are listening to us right now that do practice being online and have Facebook have had the picture come and say, who's this person from another country, and or who's the guy with no shirt and headphones on? I'm thinking, is that somebody's son that I don't know? I mean, am I going to insult somebody if I don't add him as a friend?
I thought that was Bad Bob. did he have a sulfur-crested cockatoo on his shoulder? That was Bad Bob from yesterday. Okay.
Anyway, there you go. So let's
Let's finish up what you were saying, because there's another part I want to bring up probably after the break.
Part of that is accepting your friends. It used to be
when you're advertising your business and you put your business in a TV ad or a radio spot, social media, all social media really does for you, and it's targeting your market or targeting your audience is the big part. Filtering out who you want as a friend, who you want to follow, who you don't want to follow, and branding your business online is really what social media is about. If you can bring, we always say for the Trading Post, if we bring you 20 to 25 new customers every month, what's that worth to you? Well, when you talk about social media, you're taking the same aspect, only you're taking it to 400 million people. You don't want 400 million people. If you have a business in town and you're...
Unless, of course, you're Facebook or AOL, then you want 400 million.
Or Free Fire Radio.
And you want Free Fire Radio, absolutely.
We'd like to have 400 million people on our website. Listen.
Okay, go ahead.
Of course, it'd crash after I think it's 105. So.
And you want to reach out and bring more business within your local community. Just because someone who says, I'm going to help you with social media, or just because someone's got 4,000 friends or 8,000 friends or 20,000 friends, that doesn't mean they're all here. So when you're looking online and you create your account and you're marketing your business and you look what's out there in your business, really filter through who friends are and the target audience you're trying to direct it to. Marketing, whether it's a person on a street corner or marketing on social media, all you're doing is reaching potential customers. And then you're trying to let people know what your brand is, what your store is, what you do, how well you do it, get good customer feedback, and engage relationships. So the people that you do have in your Facebook accounts, build relationships. See what they're talking about, what interests them, and see how your business actually relates to them. So that relationship is strong. So they'll seek you out. They'll walk in your front door. Hey, I met you on Facebook. I'm so-and-so. That branding and that marketing is it's like the guy in the street corner. I keep saying that. It opens your doors. It doesn't create more sales. So don't think it, just because you've got a Facebook account that that's going to bring you another $10,000 a month in business. That just gives you the opportunity to expand your business to new people. Sales still counts on getting people in the door and buying your product.
Well,
so,
you know, it's the same thing with a website. And people, like, you know, one of our clients has said, well, my website didn't do anything for me. Well, if your website was just sitting there, it's like your car sitting on the curb. It's not going to do anything for you unless you get in and drive it. I mean, with your website, you need to market it. You need to social media it. You need to change it in order for the search engines to find you. You need search engine optimization. You need to change it. You need links in. You need links out. It's a, you know, it does just sit there,
it's
like
work.
A magical tool. It's
work.
Work. Yeah, social media is work. All of this Internet stuff is work.
All right, now we're going to take a break, but when we come back, you're going to talk about there are people that will do this for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. Wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the Summer Series. From 6 to 9 throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. It's Anselmo Vineyard's Summer Music Series, your favorite destination getaway. Call 474-5546 for reservations. It's the Anselmo Summer Music Series. We'll see you there.
Today's four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles, but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:55 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott on this August 11th. Our guests are Curtis and Jackie Jolly, and We have been talking the social media network.
We have been talking, and we're going to continue on. But before we go, 605-4565. Tammy's at the phones. We have a few tickets left that we're giving free for the Riverfront Playhouse performance this Friday. Come join us. That's this August 13th at 7:30. These are $15 tickets. We're giving to them, giving you free tickets. I have four left.
Come to the play, Club Dead.
Come join us at the little KCNR party that we're having there. And, again, that's 605-4565. We'd love to have you join us.
Now, going back, we just got something. Somebody chatted with us, part of the social media networking, and said that how can you call your listeners? No, we don't call listeners. It's when it comes to our own personal Facebook pages. I got something the other day for somebody that is a friend telling me about their social life. Well, they're telling all of their friends, which is probably thousands, about their social life, which I frankly don't care about. So you've got to try to hide them and all that. No, it wasn't Jackie sending it.
No, it was, I had to look at it for a minute because I was going, okay, you've been texting him again.
I have been, yeah.
but this last 4 minutes we have is there are people out there that do take care of your social media network. Tell us about that.
Social media is it's marketing. And if you do all the marketing in your business yourself, you may want to try it on your own, and that's fine because it's not that complicated. But it is putting for anything to be well, you have to put some effort into it. And social media is a huge avenue that I think everybody should participate in. But there's a difference. There's a professional side and there's a personal side. On your professional side, you may want your profile to be your business. On your personal side, it's your personal name and you have all your family and friends. And you don't want to initially filter out any of those. But on the business side, you don't necessarily want to open your doors to things that aren't relevant. I guess part of that is be involved in conversations. Be involved in the social media aspect. If you have a Facebook presence or a Twitter presence or a LinkedIn presence, contribute. Be a part of that social media and put an effort into making the message you want to make with and engage with people that you want to engage with to expand you as a person or as a business. You can filter out people that aren't relevant on a business level. You don't necessarily want to see everyone's personal life. You don't necessarily want to have everybody's your friend just because they've got 8,000 friends.
You don't want the chicken off of Farmville?
No, Farmville.
Or how about the latest tattoo?
There we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, and the other part.
Well, the tattoo's not bad.
See, but you need to also filter what people see. You can actually change your profile where everybody sees everything. On a personal side, that may be great. Not necessarily on a business side.
Okay.
As your page is created. So.
And we need to figure out that, how to filter that better.
And we can help you with that,
and,
for sure.
But there's businesses out there. When you get someone to help you with your social media, look at their profile. Look what they've done for other businesses.
Check out their website. See what they're up to.
And just look, is that the kind of representation that I want? There's a lot of high-quality people out there that do that for you.
Well, you know, this subject is, you know, it's really interesting to us.
Growing, not ending.
It's not going away.
And you're having social media network meetings, I guess, or groups that are talking about seminars on this around town. I mean, not just,
there's several.
I've seen different businesses.
Right.
In fact, this is going to go on one more time here on Bob and Brenda Belongi on Boomer Tech are going to have you all on at 2:00 on Saturday.
So you'll be going
to discuss.
We'll be on for 2 hours on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucky.
Well, just
Thank
to
you.
Talk about this because when you think about it, that you've got that so many people are so involved with the social media networks, and that if you could have seen, like 4 years ago, where's Facebook going to be? I mean, I don't even know how long it's been on. It's been up. There's even a movie out now talking about these two guys that started the company and how and what's happened in all the lawsuits against each other. I guess it's a true story based on Facebook.
I think it's a shame, though, when you see people walking down the street and they've got their head in their phone. Look, and they're texting. I think today with what's happening a lot with the social media at a park or in the car, people are desensitizing in the fact of what's going on around you.
And in restaurants, I find that to be very rude. Absolutely.
To actually be on the phone.
Yeah, and or
texting,
looking at your Facebook
yeah.
while you're sitting across from somebody, sharing a meal.
When we were growing up, we had we had dinners with the family, and now we have people texting at the dinner table. The same families are now texting, and they're across the table.
Yeah.
texting each other.
Yeah, across the table. Yeah. Social media
is
awesome.
This is another, yeah, this, well.
That's a whole other subject.
Yeah. Hey, okay, we got to run. Curtis and Jackie Jolly, their show Marketing Your Business is on Saturday
Thank
from
you for
1
having
to 2.
Us this and
absolutely.
Then JessaTradingPost.com. Our guest tomorrow will
Love
be.
Love what you're doing.
Ken Murray, who's running for city council. If you've got questions for Ken Murray, I'm sure that you can either tweet them to us, send it to us on chat, email them to us, or even call.
And so the race begins.
Yeah, this is Carl and DeBott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A flood-swollen creek in Iowa still moving too fast for search crews. One person missing after cars were swept away early today. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
Lisa, 11 people in their late teens and early 20s were in those cars caught up in flash floods near Des Moines. It's too dangerous for divers at the ready to go in. Meantime, in Ames, some evacuations on the southeast side. University of Iowa student Keisha Wormley lives in a ground floor apartment and says emergency officials knocked on her door saying,
"It seems like it's going to flood pretty bad here, so you guys might want to get everything as high as possible."
Wormley says she did, and about an hour later, the water was up to her knees. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. The commander-in-chief behind closed doors with his national security team and focusing on Iraq. Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz live at the White House.
The president's been meeting with his top 19 advisors on Iraq. The president made it clear he intends to move forward with an end to major combat operations at the end of this month and the withdrawal of the bulk of the forces there.